The Sentai Review, episode 104. Super freaking what the fuck. Okay, another Sentai, another Wednesday. My breath is so bad. I can't even think. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Jeremy.
And website.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, because this is your fault. This is not our fault. This is not our fault. Listen. Oh, my God. Because we made a promise that this is your show and that every 25 episodes we're going to come in here and let you have your voice, we were given a request that was added to the list and we decided to knock it out. So we watched the Super Frickin' Parody Rangers. How you doing, Shane? You, doing pretty good?
Not really.
Why?
I've seen some stuff that...
You can't unsee?
I cannot unsee anymore.
I'm under the impression that the fans of the show get great joy off of your suffering.
So that was probably easily the most amazing show you guys have ever watched, right?
No.
I miss Fire Hose Horse.
Shane, don't you mean you miss those tattoo teens?
Yes. that show could not be any worse than what we just saw.
Okay, look.
We got through three of the episodes. We barely touched one of the movies.
Y'all left Bill dumbfounded.
Okay.
This look is priceless.
This was fucking awful. People like this show? Like, am I missing something?
Apparently, you're not the only one.
I'm not the only one that doesn't like it? Is it universally hated? Is that why they wanted me to see it?
No, that doesn't understand this shit.
Oh. Look, okay, there were parts of it that work.
Parts that were funny.
Yeah, I laughed once or twice, but for the most part, I was just waiting for it to end.
It's one of those... What the fuck is this shit?
Man.
I feel like it would have been a million times more entertaining if we were still, like, freshmen in high school.
Maybe
like
so.
Said, back when Strong Bad was a thing and Joe Cartoon, things like that.
I could still watch Joe Cartoon.
Well, then you didn't completely grow up. That's fine.
When the guy says, I got a monkey... I'm going to show you my monkey. I'm going to wake you watch while I spank my monkey. And then he puts the monkey on his lap, and he's like, psh, and the monkey's like, wah, psh, wah, oh yeah, psh, wah, monkey. Like, that's fucking funny. I'm sorry. And I like when all the hamsters are like, I'm tired of being used. And fucking put me in... You think
Dude,
it's,
they made a custom paint job on a vehicle just because of that.
That's what I mean. Those are funny cartoons. I got a kick out of Joe Cartoon. This... And fucking Trogdor is goddamn legendary. But whatever the fuck I just watched... ass! I'm sorry if this is a show you like. No, I'm not sorry. It fucking sucks! God damn it! I don't even know what I... Look, show is bad. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be saying or doing anymore. Like,
I don't think there is much else you can say except for ass.
I had no love for this.
Okay, try to find the few funny moments.
The dad tossing the TV?
Yeah, young Carl and his dad.
I like when the dad broke the TV. I laughed. I did laugh. I don't know. Is it...
They featured Big O. That was kind of cool.
I could say that it's too childish. I don't know. Like, okay, the one girl, she like... They made some sexual references and she had boob attacks. I guess that's funny. And I guess... I don't, and then like... The Asian chick is...
A reptile or something?
Incredibly stereotypical Asian. She doesn't seem to have arms. I guess that's funny.
The Black Ranger has flails.
Yeah, the black dude is like all buff with flails.
And the red guy...
is the most hardcore, cliche, dumb fucking jock character ever. They kind of had Billy, and they kind of replaced him with weird gay kid. It was funny when they put him in the pink costume. Kind of laughed. And then she was like, did my color change? We listened to some outtakes.
We listened through some of the most of the theme song.
We listened to that whole theme song, and that theme song is bad, too.
Yes, yeah. It is. I just wanted it to end.
Along with the outtakes.
I don't get it. This show is not funny. Bill, it's not good.
When Bill called this ass, he summed it up perfectly. I don't know what to talk about. I honestly don't.
My God, this is going to be an easy editing job for me.
like Bill said, if you like this show, good for you.
Good for you.
You have a much easier time finding the good points in life than we do.
Zordon
character was kind of funny. He was like bored, but I didn't like the Alpha.
The Alpha was even more annoying than our Alpha.
They somehow managed to make Alpha more annoying than Alpha. I guess I got a kick out of when he brought the Black Ranger in. He was like the emo kid, and he was like, we're going to have to kill you now because, you know, we can't like...
Okay.
And he's like, you know, because he can't... What?
Yeah.
And then he throws him out of the fucking command center and he's like, how could this happen to me? I got a kick out of that. But then there's the other thing, too. You asked me halfway through, you were like, how did they get away with this? Because they use, like, all the Power Ranger
clips.
Music. They use audio clips and sound bites stolen, hardcore fucking stolen.
From Zelda.
Not just Zelda, the fucking... The attacks, their sound animation, the sound files that they used were all stolen. All the sound effects were stolen. All the, a good portion of the jokes, I'm sorry, were jokes I've already heard.
You know, everybody that requested for us to do this.
They wanted you to suffer.
I think they like this show, though. I think I'm shitting on what they wanted. They wanted us to come in here and be like, ha, remember when it wasn't fucking funny at all?
You guys make me think about all those zeros I gave. And then you make me question whether or not I was too hard on those.
You like the leg Zord now, don't you?
Pissing Zord.
Yeah.
I think I owe an apology. I seem to do this a lot.
You owe an orgasm, orgasm mech? I didn't think that was funny. When they plugged in, he was like, ooh, Tinder. And I guess we've made that joke, to be fair. We have made fun of the fact that things go in asses in this show. But, like, something about seeing it the way that it was
in
done.
In a crappy animation form?
I don't know. Maybe it could be the animation, too. I don't. There's something unappealing about it. I don't know if it's the voice acting, the jokes, the timing.
The jokes are awful. Like that, like you said, there were a couple moments where we laughed, but other than that, the jokes were awful.
I did not enjoy this.
I didn't either.
At all.
Do we get to rate this?
Oh my god.
I think we kind of have to.
We haven't even hit 20 minutes on the episode. This could not be the end of the episode. It has to be a topic or something.
I'm sorry, but I have nothing left to say.
Oh my god. It is so bad. We can't make a 14-minute episode out of this.
If you want an in-depth explanation of how men urinate, by all means, watch this show.
Oh yeah, I guess they did teach us something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't teach me nothing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I already knew this stuff. It's called Morning Wood.
Oh my.
I don't think it had anything to do
with
that.
Did you just shake your head yes? Did you just nod yes?
Oh my.
Cuz I have a feeling you don't know what that's like.
Shane is shaking his head, and Amanda's staring a hole through his...
You... I'm not quite sure why you shook your head the morning
she did. She nodded. It was like, he says, it's called Morning Wood, and your girlfriend goes, yep, and shakes her head, nods yes, like, I get it.
And Shane shakes
you
his
get
head.
How you get the struggle it is to piss with a boner?
No, I just have to wake up and deal with it every day because you have a boner every time you wake up.
Fuck you. You know, it's like a piss with a boner.
Assume the Superman position.
Oh, no.
Another sound clip for the website, please.
Oh, no.
I will make a whole separate page labeled Shane Says. And it will be just for you.
Oh no!
I notice a lot of these segments are Shane centric. You know.
Oh my god! It's
funny. Oh boy.
Okay. Holy shit, man! This is.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm funnier than they are.
We do have to rate this show.
Well, at least from the three episodes we watched.
Well, we did watch three episodes. We did not watch the Turbo parody, and we did not watch the movie.
Okay, first off...
All three parts of the movie.
That space parody? Okay? I don't know what they were trying to do. I know they were trying to tell jokes and stuff. Have they ever seen space? Their mentor is...
They did make reference that the turtles were going to come in and everything, so I imagine...
Their mentor is a rodent? That doesn't happen in...
Samurai.
Ninja Storm.
Is that Ninja Storm?
Ninja Storm is when they have the mentor that's a guinea pig, I think.
Yep.
Trained by a guinea pig. Morphin time.
I will ask the fans to respond to this question. Does it get better?
Yeah, are the two episodes we skipped, are those fucking amazing? Cause
well, technically four, considering the...
The movie is split
three
into
parts.
Three parts, yeah. So it's just one.
If this show gets better, then we will go back and watch.
Yes, Shane will go back and watch.
Shane will go back and watch.
He has offered on our behalf.
Amazingly enough, I am not we.
Now you are. You're we, you.
So I'm a dead console. Sweet.
Well, you discontinued earlier than you probably should have been.
At least you're not a classic that was only had a seasonal run.
To make this episode 20 minutes, we're going to have to bring so many different references in.
Dude, there's nothing we can do.
There was already references in these shows. We don't need a Sam.
This is unsavable, okay? There's nothing else to fucking say here. Drop that rating.
Actually, first...
Hold on, let me get this.
Before we drop a rating...
Do you really need a calculator for this?
Dude, mic abuse is not cool.
Drop the mics before we drop a rating.
Okay, I got this thingy.
Well, you know me.
You dropping a zero?
Now, before I rate, to do the episode that we were talking about, me placing all the zeros I've made throughout our time in this show, do I have to put this as part of my zeros if I give it a zero?
Yes, this would then become part of your zero countdown.
Unless, of course, we all gave it a zero, in which case it'd be like a special.
No, it would still be part of his zero countdown episode.
Okay, never mind.
I look forward to that episode,
by
the way.
Add to your grief.
Unfortunately, I don't want to give it any kind of point something because it doesn't deserve it. I might need to reconsider all those zeros I dropped and maybe change those. Because I think this is actually the worst thing I've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm sorry that if people like this show, like I said before, good for you. I don't like it. It's a zero.
He's got a zero? What
did
you
really
got?
Did you just put the zero on that calculator?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Bill, if everybody, if all four of us gives this a zero, and you use that fucking calculator for four zeros to sum up a fucking rating... You are worse at math than Nick.
Don't be hating. I didn't need silence, though. I have a calculator.
Didn't.
Basic math has not defeated me.
You don't need a calculator for four zeros.
I don't
that
need
is what everybody gives.
He shouldn't need silence for fucking 2 + 4.
It's six, motherfucker.
Oh, that was a good episode.
Come
on, Scott. Head on to the zeros.
Zero.
Oh, shit.
Jeremy?
He literally punched that in.
I did. I punched it. Don't be hating over
here. He gives a zero and you give a zero. Are you going to add all four zeros, divide it by four?
Yes, I am.
You know what that comes out to?
Error.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, God. I'm crying. This is terrible. Yes, I'm going to have to give this a zero as well.
Oh, shit.
Bill.
What?
What are you going to give it? Hey, Bill, I want you to think about all the times I've given a zero on in the show to all the derpy-looking fucking Kamen Riders.
I think I've only given zeros to two things ever. One of them was the Baby Bib Rangers.
Which you probably now regret that.
No.
Because I've regretted it.
No, I still do not like them at all. I cannot honestly remember. There was one other thing that got a zero for
wasn't
me
it
ever.
One of the Kamen Rider, like... Wasn't it the fuck... I'm trying to think now. I can't even think of the title.
One of the Kamen Rider lackey things?
Yeah. That derpy-ass looking one.
I can't remember.
I
honestly, it was
that,
recent.
That,
it was
that looks like a metal turtle or something?
It was in the last 20 episodes.
Oh,
easily.
Yeah, I know.
It was fairly recent.
Yes, I just...
What, the Gan-Gan?
I think it came from Kamen Rider that you gave a zero to. So, is this going to be your third?
Yeah, I think it is. Don't like any... I will not rewatch this at all.
Now, wait. Since there was one other person who saw this stuff, does Amanda have to give a rating?
She did watch it.
That would be a game changer. She looked like she enjoyed it.
What do you got?
I already said mine. I said a zero.
You punched in a zero. Don't play.
You're just trying to get another zero. You're trying to add five zeros.
I don't know. It depends if she gives a score.
You giving a score?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be that one person. That one person that's going to give it a 2.5.
That means
okay,
if
stop.
You like Power Rangers,
give that back.
You'll enjoy this. If you like Power Rangers, you'll think this is good. That's what that means. Two means if you're a fan of this product, this is good for you.
I need you to justify your score. This is important.
I was just being an ass. I was just being an ass.
Okay, well.
So what's your honest score?
My honest score? Fucking zero.
That was close.
Oh. Ooh, our relationship was on the line there.
All right. I divided our score.
5 zeros.
On this calculator here, I put 5 zeros, so that was 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0 plus 0.
Let me help you out.
You're
with
trying
this.
To just drag this out.
It's already hit the 20-minute mark.
I added those up, Shane.
Okay, let me
and
ask
lo
this.
And behold, they came to zero.
Well, no shit, because what you do. What happens if you have nothing and you add nothing?
There's more nothing. So I took.
There's still so nothing.
We watched a lot more of nothing.
I took zero to the fifth power, and I divided that by 5, Shane. And I came out with 0. So in case you're curious what this got a 0. I have substantial calculated evidence that this got no score at all, Shane.
Wait, isn't this the first episode where we've all given a 0?
I don't think anything has ever received zeros in this. This is the worst thing we have watched in Sentai history now.
We've been doing Sentai for a long time. 104 episodes. And out of 104 episodes, even with the derpy-looking Kamen Riders, the derpy-looking Megazords, the derpy-looking costumes, nothing has gotten a flat-out 0 across the board. This is the worst content that we have ever gotten from Sentai.
So far.
So far.
Yeah, you might have just issued a accepted.
To be fair, once you have all zeros, there's no negative. We don't give negatives.
We wish we could.
No, we don't.
So,
yeah.
Even in the future, nothing can be worse than this.
Man, this got hated on hard.
Yeah.
But I don't see... I will not watch this a second time. Like, there's no redeeming quality. There's no soundbite that I want from it. There's no scene that I would replay. There's nothing that I would sit around and talk with a friend about. I watched the PG edit of fucking 300. And I watched it like 400 times.
What was it, a half an hour?
No. No, it's fucking amazing. I'll show it to you later. It's only about a minute and 40 seconds, and it's fucking phenomenal. It is a PG-rated 300 on YouTube, and I watched it like 400 times, because every joke made is fucking funny.
It is.
I watched this once.
Laughed twice.
And I'm fucking sorry I did.
Even the 2 laughs we got wasn't enough.
Dude, I feel like I literally wasted a part of my life on this show.
Yeah.
This is not only probably the worst fucking thing we have reviewed, it may have just led us to our worst episode, where a lot of the episode is us being like...
There is quite a bit of silence.
Yeah.
More silence than we've ever had in any other episode.
No, it might be... There might be one other moment in Sentai review history where there was more silence. And that is when the Animal Men came up on the fucking TV.
You're right. Yep, when that came up.
And the podcast went blank. Like, nobody spoke. Uh-oh. We just stared at it like, what in the fuck?
Oh, you know what? You are right, because when I was listening to the episodes, I thought...
You have to check the phone? Like, did
I thought maybe freeze? I thought maybe it was buffering. I was like...
Right! It feels like the episode broke.
Is that an elephant?
Yeah! That is probably the most hardcore silence the show has ever suffered.
Okay, you are right. Well, this is right behind it, obviously, because we don't really have a lot of silences. Usually it's a lot of laughter after a picture comes up, or a lot of what the fuck.
Right.
But when something has dead silence... That's not good.
No.
It's not good at all. So this is not good at all. And I know people online are going to fucking... The people that do like this show are going to give us a lot of crap for it.
This was 10 fucking years ago. And I will give a little bit of credit to what Jeremy said. There is a possibility that 10 years ago, I may have watched this on Newgrounds and laughed. I mean, I watched dumb shit on Newgrounds. I know I did. Dumb shit.
The bad thing about it is that we got to it too late.
Nowadays, with everything that there is to watch and to laugh about, this is one of those things that did not stand
the test of time
at all.
I just realized something.
What?
That maybe Bill might have known and probably some of the others. I might have realized something else that might be as bad as this.
What's that?
And it's probably going to be heavily censored when I get the images. The Porking Rangers. The porn parody.
Are you telling me we have to review the fucking Porking Rangers?
Because this show has everything to do with Power Rangers.
I'm afraid so.
I'm down. Turn this shit on.
Any kind of Power Rangers.
You would.
It's fucking morphin' time.
You know, Bill,
no, it's Porking
time. This is going to be that one episode that I don't know if we can go on YouTube. If we get to
I don't think you can go on YouTube to watch the Porking Rangers.
No, you can't put it on
they
YouTube.
They did put a trailer on YouTube, so.
It would be, okay, we'd have to very carefully pick our pictures from the,
I'd have to just use, like, black bars.
So, Shane, let me ask you. You want to watch the Porking Rangers with me? Kind of get an idea of how each of us are feeling about the situation, maybe?
You're asking me if I'm going to sit here and watch porn with you.
I'm not talking about porn. That's weird, Shane. I'm talking about watching a Power Rangers parody together.
Oh, you're missing a word in that parody.
I would love to see the look on Michelle's face.
The Power Rangers porn parody.
When she walks in halfway through this review.
So, but it's not like we're jerking off, Shane. We're doing this for
research.
For them. It's research.
It's
we're just we're trying to watch
for science.
Porn.
I'm going to need a blanket.
We're trying to watch. We're going to need a blanket, he says.
Actually, the sad thing is we're going to have to find a full version of it.
Yeah, Shane.
Which I don't think the full version.
You're wanting the entire Fandom Night
crew. So you're going to watch this alone. Probably with your girlfriend, watch the Porking Rangers. Nope. From that
excited
look,
to watch this.
I don't think she wants to watch it with you, Shane. I think you have to watch the Porking Rangers by yourself in the corner.
You're telling me that
keep
I have
your hands
two
up,
choices.
Shane, keep your hands up.
What are you talking about?
Shane, it's Christmas morning.
Do I want to watch a porn by myself or watch a porn with five other guys? Is that my gift?
Should this be a group activity? Should we remember how we all sat down together and watched Green with Evil? Shane?
Yes, I do.
Oh God.
Should we all sit down as a group and watch the Porking Rangers? Or do you want to watch that alone? Man, I like how he's really thinking about this. He's considering if
actually,
he really wants to.
Actually,
he's deep in thought
considering
over
what, the way that we're listening to the fans, it's like, why don't we let the fans decide?
Are going
to
make me watch it with other guys.
Do the fans want a commentary of the Porking Rangers? Watches the Porking Rangers with Shane.
When we can find a full version.
Because it makes you the most uncomfortable of anybody, I think. Oh, fuck! He's getting the computer out to fucking find it! Oh, my God.
You might have to look up the full name, though.
Ain't that crazy.
Challenge accepted.
Okay.
Very few times have I ever failed to find something on the internet.
So let us know.
If I have to eBay this shit, I'm gonna.
Oh, shit! I think that's the end of this episode, and you guys have a decision to make. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast?
If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.